brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. I've covered some of the news, but I haven't gotten to really the crux of it yet. And I will do that throughout this hour and the next. And we're going to have open phones. I'm going to give the number out in a moment. I just want to mention here, here's the New York Times. Perry suggests Fed is almost treasonous. Kind of like he said, sometimes I want to secede in Texas. It's all rhetoric. Talk, just like a enemy fighter bomber coming in will sometimes broadcast the opposing side's codes to confuse them. But if the enemy tracked that jet taking off in a foreign country, it knows that it's a deception. I mean, just because somebody, you know, in a special forces group in World War II, in the Rangers, knew how to speak German and would walk up to a foxhole and say, I'm your friend in German, before they threw a hand grenade in, didn't mean that the special forces were friends with the German army. Just because Michelle Bachmann comes out and says, it's our choice, liberty versus tyranny.
Rick Perry, I'm going to fight the treason of the Federal Reserve.
Channeling Ron Paul, and suddenly Newt Gingrich is like, we need to do something about the Federal Reserve. It is duplicitous. Those very people, especially Newt Gingrich, would attack anybody that criticized the Federal Reserve. And now that it has won the day, people know, oh, you mean the presidents are bought and paid for by these foreign bankers? You mean they get to make trillions of dollars out of nothing, and then we give them the money, and then we have to pay them interest on money we give them? That sounds like a big scam. That sounds like a scam so ridiculous. How do we get in this position? Quiet, quiet. We had, oh, look at Ron Paul. We have Rick Perry, Al Gore's former chief of staff. Rick Perry, but here, let's pull the little string. Pull the string. Federal Reserve is almost treasonous. I got pointy boots on. Pew, pew, pew. My name is Rick Perry. My name is James Richard Perry, or J.R. That's right. J.R. James Richard Perry. James Richard Ewing. I mean, give me a break. The only thing not phony about Rick Perry is he really is from Texas. Oh, by the way, Politico came out. Others did as well. Rick Perry responded and admitted he worked for Al Gore. Oh, your operatives, Rick Perry, saying I was lying about that in the last couple of months. Didn't work. The dam broke. Ooh, they're going to find out about all the other stuff now. Oh, sorry, Ricky boy. Now, there's a certain limp-wristed type of waddling Republican who likes to be patted on the head by Rush Limbaugh and others. And you guys love destroying yourselves, so you'll probably, you know, cheer, even if they steal the election from Ron Paul. But at the end of the day, your big government-loving ways are coming to an end of the road because you've been so successful destroying the country. And so no matter how you paint things up, no matter how you sell this propaganda, no matter what you put on the label, people know it is something that, well, got dropped out in the middle of a field by a horse. And they're not buying into it. And see, there's something about people losing their jobs, and there's something about people being stopped by police at checkpoints. There's something about people being treated like slaves and having the TSA grab their genitals that tends to get people angry and tends to get them to wake up and actually gauge the situation and reconnoiter things, and take action. And so that's what's happening. And undoubtedly, just like God gave us Ron Paul at this key juncture in history, God gave us all of you out there that know the truth to spread the word. And no doubt God put me right here in Texas so I could be real close to Rick Perry and at these key points tell you all about the man the establishment wants to be, the next El Presidente. Now, that said, I'm going to come back and give the number out. Not yet. And then we're going to go to your phone calls and get to all this other news. And boy, is there a lot of it. Oh, they're announcing they want to cut Veterans Benefits. Oh, yeah.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It may be a YouTube glitch, but it doesn't matter. That's why we have our own PrisonPlanet.tv system and premiered the video and audio here on the radio last hour. We shot a video last night. Aaron stayed up all night and produced it. It's very well documented. It's titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. The Ron Paul Tipping Point. And for over an hour and a half, it's been done and uploaded, and YouTube will not let us take it off of private and will not let us give it to the public. So we're going to have to upload it to some backup channel if it doesn't start working soon. And we did over 60 Google bombs earlier this year and late last year. Every one of them was successful. We even did, in one case, five terms in a row. First, we tried two in a row, three in a row, four in a row, five in a row, where we could call out five different terms that people go type into Google and hit enter over and over again, and it makes it the number one search term. And it had a huge effect. Then about 3 months ago, I started noticing that if I tried something with Barack Obama's name or Google's name, clearly they put a whole index of things in there that cannot become the number one search term. Now, Ron Paul himself has been in the top five off and on the last week. But I am going to, during the next break, come up with a three-word search term. So start your engines. I haven't decided yet what it's going to be. I'm going to have Aaron put it in his headline and re-upload this video to another channel because there something's going on with it. And we're going to put that search term out and see if they're censoring Ron Paul. Now, if I give a very archaic sounding or very rare name, it'll go to number one. And so I've done the test. I've done strange sounding names. They go to number one. You know, things that aren't in their list. If I, and we've identified what they're doing by trial and error. So what's a good term to describe this? I mean, we did Ron Paul tipping. That doesn't sound, I want to go to this video in the article. Ron Paul tipping point, Yeah, but the problem is that that term is all over the news. We have to use something that won't drive the traffic to all their mainline garbage. Okay, that's good, and I thought of that, but I think I thought of naming videos that, but Ron Paul winning is already, he's already won so many straw polls and won so many other events, no one will end up coming to us from it. So it'll become number one, but then it'll just be diluted off into the hinterland, the Niederwall, the underworld of the internet. I'll think of something, and we'll get an article up there. So at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you a search term. Now, I want to open the phones up on any of the issues I covered last hour, any of the news I'm about to get to right now. But here's the deal. I'm going to go to you, and I'm going to try to be quick so we get to the next person. So be ready to explode with your point, and we're going to move to the next person. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Here's CBS News, radical overhaul of military retirement aid as part of budget cuts. The Military Modernization of the Military Retirement System Act. And this basically cuts the set pensions of officers and people that have served 20 years or more. But to sell the general military on it, it gives them a tiny stipend, gives the rank and file a tiny pension that, of course, you'll never get. And they've already taken their death benefits, a secret deal now made public last year, so why not? So we told you that was coming. Also, getting into some of the financial news here. This is out of the Washington Times. Obama calls for tax hikes, blast GOP. And they've got the usual suspects out there, like Warren Buffett and others, saying we've got to raise taxes on the rich. If you took all of the rich people's money that actually have their money in the U.S., it's less than $2 trillion. That's come out in the last year. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, $2 trillion. Wouldn't even run the country for a year. The military is over $1 trillion. Now, if you took all the money from the Buffetts and the Sachs, Coburg, Gothas, and the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers, and the Gateses, now you're talking about the secret trillions. And I've even got mainstream news articles here. How companies are bypassing the U.S. high income tax rate. Well, they're not bypassing it. They wrote the laws. I mean, how do all these big Fortune 100 companies pay zero taxes? Some of them, like Google, pay 2.4. How do they do that? They don't bring they take the money out. They don't bring it back in. And so they always target the public like you're idiots. And they say, things are getting tough. Let's get the rich people. And Warren Buffett comes out and says, I hardly pay any taxes. Let's raise taxes on the rich. And he calls for raising taxes on people making $250,000 and a couple or making $125,000 individually. And that's how they operate. They want to get the rest of the middle taxes money. That's what they want to do, and it's that simple. They always wage war against the middle class. And so he comes out with a bunch of simple talk about, we could fix it all if we just up taxes on the rich people. But notice he calls for a tax plan that goes after the middle class and working class folks that work for the middle class, what's left of our skeletal economy. They've already deindustrialized us. Now they're getting rid of the service economy. They're getting rid of your discretionary income. What the money you are paid doesn't buy as much through the inflation tax. They're hitting you with a perfect storm of a depression in the real economy and a depression in wages. Wages are going down on average while the dollar buys less and less. Normally, inflation's bad enough, but you just get paid more and things cost more. No. You notice everything costs less. If it's like a service item, like a DVD or a shirt or something, because people are getting rid of all their profit. But then if it's items you've got to have, like gasoline or and things that globalists control, big commodities, it's going up, up, up. See, it's a perfect storm because they have to totally break you and domesticate you. So we have that report. Obama to automakers. You can't just make money on SUVs and trucks. That's right. It's the only group really making money because folks with big families like to have a car. Everybody can get in the car and be comfortable. They're also a lot safer. People see them better. If you're in an accident, statistics are there. But they want you to drive one of these little tin cans. And so he's ordered them just to not have engines that'll work anymore within 3 years. Now, that's out of the Hill newspaper. Continuing here, Eurozone second quarter GDP growth slows to 0.2%. And that's with huge inflation on top of it, so it's actually a negative growth rate. Moody's lowers economic growth outlook. Ah, yes, Wall Street Journal. Further lowering the outlook. So that's just some of the financial news that I have here in front of me. I'm going to finish up with the political news, then go to break and come back with Robert, Michael, Randy, Jonathan, Janice, and others. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to get into ATF promotes supervisors and controversial gun operation, because it wasn't a screw-up. They did a very good job, just like the FBI supervisors that ordered the FBI to stand down with the reported hijackers, really decoys, saying, yeah, they want to get planes to fly them in the World Trade Center. Don't tell anyone that, national security. Shut up. You're demoted. I am promoted. Oh, the planes flew in. Oh, all these FBI people that helped it happen. Oh, huge cash bonuses, rewards. You're going to the big office up top. You're the type of criminals we like. Come on up to Satan. You have served well. Oh, you murdered everybody at Waco. You're going to the big office upstairs. Oh, you helped cover up Oklahoma City. You're going to the big office upstairs. Attorney General was the assistant attorney general. Oh, you perjured yourself to Congress. You're going upstairs. Oh, yes. The very people that continue to do it, even after it came out it was killing cops. You're going upstairs. Good job. You took a bath in the cesspit. You stink even worse than we do. You're going upstairs. But don't worry. America is safe. America is safe. Yes, Politico came out along with the Associated Press and others yesterday and reported that Rick Perry really was the campaign chairman of Al Gore in Texas and did support global warming. Oh, he did. Rick Perry got caught lying, saying, well, I supported Al Gore before he invented the Internet or was Mr. Global Warming. Turns out, Rick, we all know you're a gun grabber, fake environmentalist. OK, come on. You're a male cheerleader. Used to you had to be a lawyer to be president. Now you got to be a male cheerleader. How many of these guys are male cheerleaders? Have you looked into it? Come on, Twinkle Toes. Come on. Come on, tough guy. Perry suggests Fed is almost treasonous. Yeah, that's the New York Times. He was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Boy, he's becoming Ron Paul. He's channeling Ron Paul. I told you that would happen. I told you Rick Perry was going to announce. I told you his pledge was fake. It was meant to be broken to pique interest. I told you he would then come out and say, I'm going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I want everybody to have grenade launchers. We're going to secede. Woo, yeah, bang, bang, boom, boom. I got pointy boots. I'm tough, rootin', tootin', Yosemite Sam. Ooh, Obama, I'm going to keel haul you. Yeah, he's Yosemite Sam wearing pink underwear. Governor Rick Perry of Texas extended his sharp criticism of President Obama's economic policies of the Federal Reserve, declaring printing more money to play politics. Let me get this extra Texas accent. Printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion. Really, Perry? Who bankrolls you? The big mega banks are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve are lined up around the block for you, just like they were for Obama and George W. I mean, you're bought and paid for by these people. All right. I'm going to get to your phone calls. And the good news is later in the broadcast, the media is having to admit, okay, we ran a hoax. Ron Paul is the front runner. Sorry, don't hate us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
I felt brand new for you.
Okay, I'm going to settle down a little bit and reset, take some of your calls, and then get back into the incredible economic news. More and more, the so-called mainstream, that means the deceptive foreign banker-owned media, is admitting, yeah, the dollar's probably going to be worthless. And, yeah, world government's the answer. Yeah, but don't speak out against it, or then world government doesn't exist and you're a crazy person. And that Ron Paul, he's evil. In fact, Time Magazine's out making fun of Ron Paul. What's the quote here from Viewpoint in Time Magazine that hardly anybody reads now? Ron Paul's another cult figure pretending to run for president. That's right. He's pretending to be so popular, and in every major actuary beating Obama or coming in second with Obama or losing by 1 point to Obama. He's the only Republican who right now in polls is beating Obama. Rasmussen, you name it. But it doesn't matter. We have this guy, Joe Klein, to tell us he's pretending. Ron Paul's not bona fide. He's not real. Never flip-flop, never backed off, never compromised. No, no, no. He's the pretender. Rick Perry with the pointy boots and the and let's get the Federal Reserve, get a rope. I mean, give me a break. It's all rhetoric. Oh, no, he's real. Mitt Romney, who wrote the Obamacare law. Oh, he's real. They're real. Not that Ron Paul. How many other ways can they say can't win, isn't real, isn't a real candidate? They're scared to death. Robert in Texas, you were on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's been a while. This is Robert with the Funkmaster 5 blog on YouTube and Facebook. Wanted to drop in and talk about Rick Perry a little bit. We talked about a year and a half ago, and I told you I thought that if they decide to pull Obama, it would be Rick Perry. The obvious reason is because they're both Bilderberg. But, you know,
I'm glad you're tooting your horn, Robert, and I'm sure you've got that clip. You know, I made a film 3.5 years ago and say he's getting ready to run for president called Endgame. And I don't just speculate. I have real sources, Fox News, state police, security detail, political operatives. I've known all of this. I haven't calculated it. I've known it. When he gave the pledge, listen here, for Texas, I'm not running. I want Texas. I might secede, actually. I am really conservative here. I am not going to run for president. Texas needs me. I pledge. Remember a year ago, and I said, it's a fake pledge. It's a fake pledge. It's part of a strategy. I mean, this is a totally plastic fake person. Sorry, Robert.
And you know, and you were always dead on calling how he uses his Texas draw. You know, just kind of like Sarah Palin uses her phony northern accent, and Kissinger uses his fake German accent.
Yes, Mr. President. What do you think of Rick Perry, though? I mean, they're saying he's the second coming of Ronald Reagan, the second coming of Al Gore as well.
Well, we know that he's all into selling out sovereignty. He loves the idea of taking people's land and sending it off to the control of corporations based out of Spain. And, you know, we know he's you know, basically, like he said, he admitted to working with Al Gore. You know, I mean, it's just one Bilderberg guy after another. Eventually, people have to realize that nothing's really going to change if we keep electing people from that group. You know, we got to get outside of that group at least, you know.
Well, look, it's a victory that Ron Paul is doing, I'd say, 5-10 times better, depending on which poll you look at, than he did last election. We admitted he was an underdog, but if his message got out, he could win. He's not an underdog now, though they have said he's not even on the mainstream media, which isn't mainstream. We've got to quit using that term. The corporate fraud, lying whores, the deceivers who enjoy lying to people are saying he's not even real. He can't win. He's not a real candidate because he is winning. And again, there's a lot of backlash to this now. We're going to be covering more of that later. Anything else?
Alex, I have just one quick little weird request of you. If you would, you don't have to, but if you would, say, check out Funkmaster 5 channel with your Yosemite Sam impersonation. It's the best I've heard.
Well, Robert, you've already plugged it twice, which I don't care. I like activists plugging their websites, but then it only becomes activist, 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 activist. Maybe we should have like a 30-minute period every week where call in with your plugs, and it's like, all right, Alex Jones is a Vatican murderer. Alex Jones is a reptoid. We've got to kill him. Alex Jones works for Israel. Alex Jones is a Masonic Grand Dragon of the Pop-Tart Clan. You know, and but I'll do it for you. But put the video up for a minute. Ooh, you're listening to Funkmaster 5.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are out of the gates, rampaging like the Schlitz malt liquor bull, crashing through the lies and disinformation, blasting the globalist with both barrels. All right, let's go to Roger in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. I was making my points very quickly. We're talking about science today. I just wanted, I think it's worth noting that, like, the Royal Society, according to their own history page on their website, admittedly are founded by Hermetic philosophers. You know, these are the people that created the channels of accreditation for what we consider to be scientific. And, you know, coincidentally, most of what they present tends to disprove God and dehumanize us, you know, presenting the Hermetic philosophy that, you know, God is a demiurge that needs to be improved upon through ritual and philosophy, and the real God, Jehovah God, Creator God, prevents the impartation from the higher, really good God, this enlightenment. So are you familiar with any of that at all? Or?
Yeah, that's Luciferianism. When I said last hour, they think Lucifer's God. I appreciate your call. And at the end of the day, the globalists think they're God and they're not. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I listened to your show yesterday, and the way that you articulated the battle that we are engaged in, the point in history that we are at, and the shallowness of our opponents almost moved me to tears. It was one of the most beautiful, real, passionate, heartfelt things I have ever heard and seen from you in the 13 years I've been watching and listening to you.
Well, thank you, my friend. I only speak from the heart. Hold on one moment. Aaron, come on in here. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to do this now. Is that headline up yet? Yeah, but I know you haven't been able to upload the just put the caller on hold because Aaron just came in here. I've got to talk to him. I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. I've got to do this right now. I understand YouTube wouldn't let us upload it. Try to upload it again. What's your ETA on the Ron Paul tipping point being up? Okay, because I don't want to give this Google search term out until the article's up. And I don't want to give the name out yet because the enemy could use it and post it themselves before we get it out. Mouth the word to me. Ron Paul. Yes, that's it. Can you just get the article up and then red link it and then say video coming soon? All right, great job. Great job. Okay, folks, and I apologize to the listener. I'd forgotten I'd called him, but he wasn't in his office, and then he came in once I was on air. And sometimes I'll put a caller on hold, let them keep talking, and then while somebody's asking me a question, and then you hear the caller saying, what do you think about that? And then I'm going, repeat it again. That's how much is going on around here. But we got a Google bomb for Ron Paul coming up here in a little while, and so stay with us for that. Now, I apologize to the caller. If you'll bring my calls back up, guys, please. They've got a new phone system they control, and I need to see it back on screen here. Okay. All righty then. Who was I talking to? Michael in Texas is what I thought. Okay, Michael in Texas, go ahead.
Thank you. Here's the spark that I want to provide to light the powder, to fire the volley that will rock the foundations of the establishment. In 4 days... it's Ron Paul's birthday, the 20th. He's having a money bomb. If we can't get a million patriots to donate at least $20.12 to this cause, then I don't know what else to do. We have to answer back with something that cannot be ignored. And I couldn't think of a more appropriate gift for a man who has dedicated so much of his life to the causes that we all fight for today. And I would ask that we form a coalition, regardless of what you think about Ron Paul or 9/11 or whatever, that we form a coalition, Alex, that you get with George Norrie and his listeners, and we create a coalition that fires the volley on August 20th to Ron Paul.
All right, Michael, I appreciate your call. I've supported his other money bombs. He has broken the records for the most donations in a single day, and it was mainly from small donors. I have given repeatedly in the last election cycle. I'm going to give in this cycle. The biggest thing is attacking the mainstream dinosaur corporate whore media, the lying stream media, is to attack them and to let them know that they are ignoring Ron Paul to keep him from the people because he is viable, because he is the front runner if you put all the different polls and straw polls together. That's the number one thing. But I do think this money bomb coming up on his birthday in just a few days here is very, very important, and we will work on that. But nothing's going to be done with one fail swoop. And some people say, well, if he doesn't win, my money's wasted. No, it's not. You get to see Ron Paul up there bringing up real issues and debates that tens of millions of people see. Ron Paul goes around the country and is all over the media bringing up the issues of liberty. We're gaining ground every year. I mean, we ought to be incredibly optimistic. The problem is the globalists are coming down like a hammer right now. So it's a race to the finish line. Let's talk to Randy in Georgia. Randy, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I actually spoke with you on the 1st of August. And I called in because the Census Bureau came by my house, and they were trying to have me take a survey. And they actually came again on the 8th of August and were trying to get me to take the survey again. And my husband called the actual regional office. And the supervisor, that he spoke with, said that there were 33 different divisions in the Census Bureau. And, you know, which one are you calling about? He's talking about, I'm talking about the housing survey. And my husband, he was like, well, my wife spoke to Karen on the phone and face-to-face twice. And she said that, you know, we don't want to participate. Well, she tried to glorify the survey and say, well, it's for the president, and this will be your opportunity to voice your opinion. And my husband, he was like, well, I understand that. I know how to voice my opinion if need be. And I don't understand what my plumbing and how many toilets and the characteristics of the household has to do with this. And she was saying, well, it's for the people that, you know, the foreclosed homes or the subprime mortgages.
All right, ma'am, let me just stop you. I mean, this is like saying a woman wants to come in my house and eat food out of my refrigerator and she won't go away. And this is how you're awake if you just question this. No. You're awake if you don't open the door or debate or discuss anything with these people. And we're so nice as a nation, we put up with anything. Do you know what census forms, where they go at my house? They go in the trash can, and the door isn't opened. And if someone bangs on it, I don't open it. I say, get off my front porch. And if they knock again, I open it. I say, did you hear me? I'm calling the police. I'm not talking to you. I'm not your slave. Now get off my property now! And I appreciate your call, ma'am. It is because, or she may have had more to add, but I just can't hear this anymore. See, it's so alien to people to have any freedom. It's so alien. Ladies and gentlemen, all they can ask you is how many people live here under the Constitution for congressional apportionment to decide how many members of the House of Representatives your state gets. You get two senators per state, and then for states that have larger populations, to make it fair, they get the most members of the House. That's it. And I told people 12 years ago, I said, you're letting them give you these 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, it varied. They were testing questionnaires, and they admitted in 2000, 11 years ago, that they were going to start yearly and then monthly surveys. And now I get calls every day, on air, off air. My neighbors are talking about it. People are now getting monthly visits, and they keep banging, and they say, it's the law. You've got to fill out monthly stuff. You've got to let me in. I need to know about your stocks and bonds, your firearms, your toilet. It's the Fifth Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. This is not North Korea. And ma'am, if I sounded a little rude to you, I apologize. Our country's sinking. We're going into a depression. They're killing the dollar. I'm freaked out. I'm nothing special, but I'm not a slave. I'm angry. And I hear your sweet, nice voice and about you calling scumbags at the Census Bureau and them giving you a line of bull and about these people coming to your door who won't quit coming. And I get angry. And I couldn't hear your sweet voice anymore. And think about these people preying on you. And folks, it's preying on you with them up there with their GPS marking your doorway and coming back over and over again. And I conjure up in my mind the image of that zit face. Nothing against folks that have acne. I'm sure I had some when I was a teenager, but this guy had pizza face. And he keeps banging. And my wife had told me, girlfriend at the time, we got married a few months later, but this is back in 2000. She had told me, I told the story 50 times. I got a videotape of it here somewhere. I never aired it. And she goes, that's the guy that came 2 days ago. He says, we've got to fill out the whole form. And then I'd been nice. I'd filled out two people live here. That's it. That's the law. You notice they have the U.S. code under those two questions. You know, they say, it's the law. You got to fill this out. And there's like the part that's the law and all the rest of it. It's all a con, all a scam by con artists, a world run by con artists that just by increment get us to put up with more and more. Now you got to fill out 50 questions. Oh, it's 10 years later. Now we're coming yearly. Now we're coming monthly. Tell us about your firearms. They're going around in Austin demanding to be let in businesses. I am empowered by the Census Bureau. I will come into your business. No, you little creature, you will not. It's federal zoning boards. That's all in the carbon tax law. These home inspections by little greeny commissars. You know, when we get really busy sometimes, we'll get a maid service, you know, folks that come in a couple days a week to wash clothes and stuff. I got three children. And a lot of these services will say, well, don't wash the blacks with the whites. It's ruining our clothes. They go, but environmentally, it's better and uses less water. Genetic engineering is the problem. Splicing animals and humans, that's what can hurt the earth. Don't come in here with your environmental cult garbage with me. Don't get up on your high horse here. It's all getting them ready to come in our houses, run our lives. It's already happening. The Green Police. People being arrested for light bulbs and the wrong toilet. These people aren't playing games. And you've got all these miscreants who won't get a job in the free market because the free market's almost gone. And it isn't Obama destroying it. He's just a puppet. It's the big banks that own the Republicans and the Democrats. It's a scientific takeover program to reduce us to dependent slaves, serfs. And it's so diabolical. And I know as it gets worse and worse, here's this guy out in the door. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, it's the law. You're going to fill this out. And he was about a half foot taller than me. He thought that and his zit scared me. And he had this plastic badge. And he said, you see this? I'm from the Census Bureau. And I said, you listen to me and you listen good. I have a Fifth Amendment. I don't have to answer your questions. You're here fraudulently. Now get off my property. He kind of bucked up. And I said, I told you, get the you-know-what out of here. And I followed him off the road, and that little arrogant psychopath was parked in the middle of the road. The middle, like he was supreme emperor of the galaxy. All right, I just can't handle it anymore. You see, people think it's weird that I'm upset by this. Government people that are going to come to your house monthly? I've seen reports where people kick them out of their house, and they send a SWAT team to the people's house and kill them. You can just type in. In fact, people won't believe it. There have been three or four cases I've seen. Woman says no to census worker. SWAT team. Woman dies after throwing out census workers. I think one of them was in Houston. And I, whatever then. Whatever. Kill me, you scum. I'm sick of you. I don't want to bow down and be your slave. I don't want to lick your boots anymore. I'm done. I'm done with all of you. All you idiot scum slaves that love being slaves, just you are so the opposite of freedom. You people are pathetic, you mainline idiots that I know tune in to this show. You're going to get hurt so bad by what you've let out of the box. And then how, no matter how bad it gets, you've always got new excuses for why you're doing it. God, listening to that woman. Listening to that woman. I just can't handle it anymore. How nice and sweet she is to those people. And that she's the type that they'll SWAT team when you're nice to the scum. I'm so angry I could just crush my teeth off in rage. I mean, I just it's always those nice ones that they're going to get. They're going to prey on. They just love it. Stop being nice. Stop being accommodating. Stop getting rid of this Southern hospitality. Southern hospitality is for your neighbors, not for a bunch of scum. My whole life, I've watched my family, who are good people, be nice to scum because they're gentlemen. And it is a certain time for a gentleman to stop being a gentleman. You understand that? When people try to make you their slaves, then it is an affront to this species and our children and everything good. Now, here's the Google search term, and we'll see if these NSA DARPA trolls are able to block you in a mass swarm attack. Ron Paul exploding. Ron Paul exploding. Three words, put in the Google search engine, and I want you to ram it into Yahoo and ram it into every other system. And I want you to get this article at InfoWars.com, because it won't matter if they block this. We're going to forewind it all over the Internet. And the video's about to go up on that page. So just send that link out. Ron Paul exploding. Dr. Paul is reaching a tipping point, which no one can ignore, emerging as the front runner in the GOP 2012 propaganda. They are attacking him from every angle with every bit of propaganda and garbage they've got, because they know his message is cyanide to them. And the video is now live. Good job, Aaron. And I'm sick of you working 48 hours in a row. Go home and get some sleep. I love you. Ron Paul exploding. The establishment media has attempted to ignore Ron Paul's 2012 campaign for president has become so blatant following his close second finish in Iowa straw poll that even mainstream reporters cannot ignore the biased attempt to drown out his message. Despite their best effort, Ron Paul continues to explode in popularity, surfacing repeatedly at the top of major polls, and his message transcends the political gatekeepers. Dr. Paul is reaching a tipping point, which no one can ignore, emerging as the front runner in the GOP 2012 primary. He's the only real candidate. Everything else is propaganda, despite attempts to feed the populace more empty suits, pro-war, big government candidates. And there's our video, Ron Paul tipping point. So I want you to make this the number one search term, Ron Paul exploding!
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Listen, you know, I want something to get across to people. I believe everything I'm saying here, and I know I'm right. Okay? I mean, have you opened a history book lately? Have you studied every other culture? I mean, everything the system's doing spells not some boss hog corruption. I just got chills. But hardcore systematic extermination government. I mean, you think the government's out of control now, folks? If they take us over the edge, and we're right at the edge, it is going to be hell. And we're probably going to go into it. And many of you are going to look back on this show years from now and say, man, now I know what that guy was talking about. You ain't seen nothing yet, ladies and gentlemen. 7 million people starved to death in the banker-designed implosion of the Great Depression. And we're in a lot worse shape financially, spiritually, societally, economically, now. We are set for a fall that is going to make that look like a walk in the park, a cakewalk, Sunday school. It's going to, I mean, listen, I am completely freaked out. I mean, I moved the country over this. I know I'm right. I'm right about gold. I'm right about the wars. Because the globalists all write handbooks. It's all public. World government. The end of the family. Germany's already passed laws under carbon taxes by 2020. No one will be allowed in new houses to live as a single family. You live in these weird communist dormitories. I mean, we're being Sovietized by hardcore bankers. I can't believe you idiots that serve the system. You idiots that think you're going to join with this and get some power out of it. You don't make a deal with death, morons. And I can't believe people think I'm exceptional, that I'm something special. What are you talking about? A bunch of hardcore criminals take over and want to totally gut the country, and you think it's weird to get upset? My children have no future if we don't beat these people. And I wish people were strong enough to see the psychological warfare and know what we're facing. I got to fill my gas tanks right now, and then I'm going to come back and go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go fast to Michael, Randy. I already talked to them. Whatever. They got new phone systems, and it's driving me crazy. Skyler, Tim, Jonathan, Janice, Matt, and a bunch of others. And don't forget the search term, ladies and gentlemen, please. Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding. Now, filling my gas tanks here. If you believe in what we're doing and you want to see this Abrams tank continue to run over enemy emplacements in the info war, continue to smash through the enemy's operations, and we're not going to save anybody, folks, but resistance is. We're only one part of an overall war going on everywhere. And we're declaring the war. The war is already declared. We're just pointing out it's going on. We're declaring it to people that don't know. So if you believe in what we're doing, buy the Live Free or Die new t-shirt we got out, the camouflage InfoWars ball cap. Great way to meet like-minded people and support the broadcast. Obama deception, fall of the Republic, endgame, invisible empire. We got all sorts of special deals. I mean, we basically almost make nothing now on a lot of these combo deals. As long as it pays for the guys that still have a job in the back of the warehouse to ship it. It's advertising and prisonplanet.tv paying for everything. The point is the t-shirts get the word out, so do the books, the videos, the rest of it. And if you want to support us there, please do. Also, click on our sponsors and support them on the websites, InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com. But if you really want to get tools to wake people up, go to InfoWars.com, check out the online Patriot apparel, anti-globalist, get the word out apparel, the wake-up apparel, whatever you want to call it. And buy the books, the DVDs, the films, the best material out there I see, I read, I buy it, and sell it. And then you got all my stuff in there as well. Or you can see them all in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. And we've launched all these new special reports we're doing live at prisonplanet.tv. And then archiving, and we start September 1st, the weeknight 30-minute television news show with special reports. A lot of times it'll piggyback on it. So every night it'll be 30 minutes. Some nights it'll be 2 hours. Some nights it'll be 24 hours. Oh, yeah, I've got all sorts of plans. Okay, just support us. Put jet fuel in. I'll go over the enemy, drop another bomb on them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.